God is good. And all the time. It is great to see everyone this morning on this gorgeous day. Thank you so much for coming out and worshiping together with us. We have a great time planned today, and I welcome each and every one of you. If you're visiting with us today, we put out a special welcome to you. We thank you for your presence, and it is just a great day to be alive. Amen. As speaking of those who are visiting, if you would turn to the third page in your bulletin, and it is, and stuff will fall out. It will tear off, and I invite you to fill that out and put your name, address, telephone number, all that information on the connection card. And if you're visiting with us, like I say, fill that out if you would, so we can thank you so much for worshiping with us today. If you're a regular attender, go ahead and fill out parts of that so we know that you're here and you can stay in contact. On the back side of this is a ministry card, and you can see some of the groups and ministries and teams that we have that we offer here. And I invite you to take a look at that as well and fill that out. If you're listening on the radio to First United Methodist Church this morning, we welcome you. We thank you for tuning in as we focus our lives and worship God today on this beautiful day. Now, if you turn what I would call purple, my son would say, "Dad, there's no such color as purple." But anyway, I call it purple. And that is our study guide that Cliff created for us, and I appreciate him doing that. This will help you in your daily devotions this week to follow along with the sermon. And to I invite you to, on the back of your bulletins is a list of prayer concerns. And so take your bulletin home with you and the study guide, and you'll have a devotion and prayers for this week. Now, the green insert, as you all have seen the last several weeks, I'm sorry, but this is doing something strange here. The green insert that you have had the last several weeks is Sharpen Our Edge. And I have a wonderful joy to tell you. This is our last Sunday, and we are only $7,000 short of our $30,000 goal. So I first of all want to say thank you and praise God for you. Yes. It has just been wonderful. Our regular giving that helps continues our ministries and such has not decreased at all. And I just want to thank you very much for being faithful to that, as well as giving to this. And what this is all about, for those who don't know, is we're wanting to buy new lights for in here. It's down in the glass entryway if you want to look. New flooring for our fellowship hall and the stairways and such going up through here, as well as painting on the outside of the church and making two screens so that everyone can see the screens easier and things like this. And we just wanted to have cash in hand. The actual cost of all the projects put together is about $65,000. And we wanted to raise $30,000, so we'll have cash in hand to start the project with. We thought that was, the finance team thought that was a responsible thing to do, and I agree. So thank you so much for being faithful to this. And hopefully today we'll be able to accomplish that goal 100%, $30,000 in 30 days. So I celebrate that. I tell you what, this is a great crowd, but I have to tell you, Jamie and the senior high youth have been in Chicago for senior high mystery weekend. The kids had no idea where they were going, nor their parents for that matter, until they got there. And boy, we did everything to throw them off because they were trying to figure it out. And they've had a great time swimming on the beach of Lake Michigan. I mean, they were swimming in Lake Michigan. That didn't quite come out right, but a great time, and they toured Chicago and toured like Chinatown and all those different things that are unique to Chicago. And today they're traveling to another city, and they're going to do something that's a lot of fun, of which I am not at liberty to say because of texting and cell phones, right? My house would not be a happy house if I shared it over the radio, because I'm sure it would pass. Yes. Well, we made sure that there were no Bear fans. We made sure that there were no Bear fans going along. So,